Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me today is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning. So we have this very unique kind of pilot project going on in southern Minnesota, pretty big swath of southern Minnesota, actually, about 38 counties.
It's the Southern Minnesota Regional Competitiveness Partnership, and it's a new experimental economic development project that a large group of partners are working on in Minnesota.
Okay, and this has been actually a process that's been going on for a while now, and it's kind of reaching a certain sort of culmination, although my guess is that even though perhaps all of the meetings that are associated with this may be ending, the work will go on beyond.
Absolutely.
This.
Yeah, what's happening right now is we're ending basically the first phase of this, which was the information gathering phase. The Rural Policy Research Institute facilitated this project. They gathered all the economic data, did an economic analysis of these 38 counties as a region to see what industries showed promise, what should be the industries that we should be focusing on for the future, where's the potential for growth and employment. And they focused in on six industries,
okay,
which some of them, not surprisingly, were agriculture and food, manufacturing, which has always been strong in rural Minnesota, renewable energy, healthcare, and then also high technology and bioscience. And these six areas showed a lot of promise. So this point that we're at right now is marking kind of the end of that research phase. We'll be summarizing all of this, presenting it, and then, like you say, the work for the next phase is going to start where we're actually going to start focusing on these six industries and figuring out what can be done to encourage them and get them growing at a good pace.
So it's really enhancing those important segments of our regional economy.
Right. The whole idea behind this is that instead of having every little community in every county competing against each other and trying to be its own little economic center, all of these counties should be working together in a region and working across county lines and across community lines. Because when you look at an area like the Twin Cities, you have all of these industries clustered together, and they all supply each other, and they all work together and feed off of each other. And the same concept is applicable here, just on a wider area.
Yeah, you know, bigger geographic footprint.
It's just more spread out, but you know, you should be able to apply a lot of the same concepts. And so what we're hoping is that we can get this to work here. We really think this can work here. We're going to work on this. We're going to make it work. And then when we get this to work, we should be able to apply it in other parts of the state. And it's really a pretty exciting concept.
And very exciting for rural Minnesota in general.
And hopefully we can make regions competitive with India and China and other parts of the world.
Marnie, thanks so much for sharing with us about that really exciting pilot project.
You're welcome.
This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we will catch you next week.